everybody. Welcome to another Teach Me One Thing. This week, we're going to hang out with Pete Muller. Pete is somebody I've met fairly recently, but he's a self-described math nerd, really good piano player, musician. He has his own band, runs an investment firm. He's a surfer and a dad. And he also, I learned, is a guy who creates crossword puzzles for the Washington Post and other newspapers. So I don't know how that happened. So I think that's what we're going to learn about today. Here it comes. Pete Muller, thank you for doing Teach Me One Thing. This is so cool.
I am excited.
Well, let me tell everybody a little bit about you, because we haven't known each other that long, but you're kind of a Renaissance guy. You are a Ivy League math nerd and an investment guy, a quant investment guy. But that's just one of the many things you do. I know you more through music, great piano player and band leader and singer-songwriter and a surfer and a family guy and so on. But one of the things I learned about you that I was really intrigued by is your engagement and involvement with crosswords. And I still don't know much about it, but maybe you can tell us what you do in the world of crossword puzzles.
Sure. I started constructing as a kid. I thought it was fun. And I eventually got a puzzle published in the New York Times. I thought that was cool. And so I did a whole bunch more. And then I fell in love with what I'm going to teach you about today. Yeah,
all right.
Which is a particular type of crossword puzzle. And I started doing that puzzle on a monthly basis. And it's a meta puzzle, the Muller Monthly Music Meta. And I started doing that 8 or 9 years ago. It just got picked up by the Washington Post, so it's in there every month.
Wow.
There's something about solving crosswords, which is particularly fun, solving meta puzzles and creating crosswords that I just love.
And a disclaimer, I should mention that I'm not a crosswords guy. I'm not a person who just naturally gravitates to the Sunday New York Times crossword puzzle and does the whole thing in pen in an hour.
Or as some of the competitive people in the country do, 15 minutes.
15 minutes, yeah, exactly. No, I'm not that person. But there's a culture around crosswords, right?
There definitely is. And there was a pretty high correlation between the people that love crosswords and people that love music. There are a lot of people that actually do both.
Wow.
And I'm in that category, but there are also people who do music and don't do crosswords. And
I'm in that category.
Right. But I still think, I mean, you're a very creative person because you play music. I still think you will see the coolness and the joy in the creating.
Okay.
I will virtually hold your hand and you will enjoy it. How's that?
That's great.
First, let me tell you about a meta puzzle. So
when you
solve a crossword, you know, 75 words or so, you want to try to get them all correct. If you do it online, there's a little smiley face that comes on and says, you got this right, and then you're done. If you don't know an answer, you can look it up. It's pretty straightforward. It's satisfying. A meta crossword has one more step. After you've filled the whole crossword in, there is something you have to figure out. But you don't know what it is, and you don't know how you're supposed to figure it out. So it's a puzzle that's open-ended. And people like myself that love solving meta puzzles and love creating them, love that puzzling and love that aha moment more than anything else.
Okay.
It feels really cool. So what I'm hoping to impart to you is that aha moment. Fair enough?
All right, let's try.
Okay, so this is a crossword.
All right.
Assuming, you were a crossword solver, you would solve it like you would any puzzle. Now I can fortunately just click a button and say, fill it all in.
Wow.
So the crossword is filled in and the top of the puzzle over here, do you see it says the meta for this puzzle is a band in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. So you're going to look at this puzzle and try to figure out a band in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Okay.
As you've been solving the puzzle, you've been looking at things that maybe, and the title is Hair, There, and Everywhere.
Hair there and everywhere.
Hair,
Okay.
There, and Everywhere.
And
So
there's here suit and some of the other.
hirsute is right in the middle, and the clue for
Yeah.
hirsute is adjective for two-thirds of the band members in this month's Meta Answer.
Okay, well, that sounds to me like ZZ Top.
And you said you weren't going to be good at it. Now, that's exactly
Well,
what.
that's because you gave me the clue where it's two-thirds of the band.
Well, no, but that was in the puzzle.
Oh, okay.
If you were solving this puzzle, you would see adjective for two-thirds of the band members in this month's Meta Answer. Then you'll also see the top row has ZZs on it.
I see.
Okay, so, and then, well, this is what the, that, here's a grid of the solution, and you can see the ZZs up top, and if you actually had solved the puzzle, you would have noticed that the members of ZZ
Well.
Top, Frank Beard, Billy Gibbons, and Dusty Hill were all in the puzzle, clued in different ways.
Wow.
So that's a meta puzzle.
That's so cool. When you're creating this thing, where did you start? In other words, you obviously had the theme and you knew the sort of inside joke of what you wanted to achieve. Did you start by creating like 20, just making a list of 20 words and seeing how you could piece them together, or how did you build the puzzle?
When you build the puzzle, I knew that there would be Z's on the top row.
Yeah.
So I figured out where to put the black squares. I knew I wanted to put hirsute in the middle. And I created the grid, and then I needed to put in those other six words somewhere in the puzzle. I played with a
Yeah.
few things and then went around, and I have software that helps me figure out where to fill things, and then I fill the grid, and then I clue it. So there are a whole bunch
Oh.
of other words that are not
Yeah.
related to what's going on here, and it's a typical crossword solve. Okay,
Yeah.
you want to try another one?
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to take up the difficulty a slight bit.
Yeah,
But
well.
remember, these are all music-themed puzzles. So
Okay.
here's one from this year. It's called Feminine Endings.
Feminine endings.
So the first answer is Adam's apple. The second one is Playa del Rey.
Now, how do you know where those special places are?
Oh, but that's a good question. The theme entries, these are called theme entries, are the longest entries in the puzzle, typically.
I see.
Now, it doesn't have to be the case that the theme entries are the only things that matter, and some
Yeah.
puzzles don't have theme entries. We'll see a couple other examples. But 60%, 70% of puzzles, you look at the theme entries and you're trying to figure out what's going on. And the answer is a famous singer.
Okay.
Title is Feminine Endings.
It just sounds for some reason like Linda Ronstadt, but I don't know who that, I don't know why.
That's how my wife solves meta puzzles. She's like, I'm just gonna guess.
Yeah. Well, I think there's something about roller skate keys that made me think of her.
It's true, but if you look at the entry that's supposed to be the obvious one is if you see Playa del Rey,
Yeah.
can you think of, does that make you think of something else? A singer.
Lana Del Rey?
There you go.
Okay.
What about Adam's apple? What if you did the same thing to apple?
Adamant? No, Playa.
Just a sec. Remember, in Playa del Rey, we use the last name.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, so is there an apple?
Fiona Apple.
How about keys?
Yeah, Alicia Keys. I see. Okay. Chaka Khan.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, so, but you're not done yet.
Kate Bush.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So you have Fiona Apple, Lana Del Rey, Alicia Keys, Chaka Khan, Kate Bush.
Yes.
What are the first letters of each of those
Oh.
names spell?
FLACK, Flack.
Yeah, which means the answer is
Roberta
bingo.
Flack. Pete, you have obviously way too much time on your hands.
I do one of these a month.
And in the midst of all that, you are playing music, writing songs, and used to be traveling with your band, but you're not doing that anymore. But you're still doing some recording, and you're running your business from that's in New York that has what, a couple hundred employees or something?
That's right.
How often do you create a crossword puzzle?
I do the monthly meta puzzle that's been in the Washington Post about a year and a half, yeah.
Yeah.
The end of the year, there's a 13th puzzle that wraps up the puzzle. We haven't gotten into mega meta puzzles.
Okay.
But I just brought on a few interns to work with me because I have all these great ideas for puzzles and I don't have enough time to execute.
Are you still surfing?
I do.
Yeah. And how's the surfing, socially distanced surfing going on?
I gotta say, the surfers have not been socially distancing, but it's okay.
Yeah.
They did a study in Australia of if there was any transmission of COVID at all with the surfers, and there hadn't been. So where we are, the beaches have been pretty open. And most of what I've seen has said that transmission outside is the probability is way lower than transmission inside. The thing you don't want to be is in a dry room where there are a lot of people singing for 3 hours.
That
with one person that has it, then you're going to get it.
Yeah, shoot. So that's so much for seeing either of us play in front of an audience anytime soon.
I know. We had a nice tour scheduled. I mean, my band played 50 dates last year. We had so much fun.
Yeah.
But, and you know, the thing that's happening is the clubs are struggling a little bit, right? Because that's their livelihood. So hopefully this comes back. I'm thinking, you know, by middle of next year, live music will be back in force. And hopefully at the beginning, you know, it's such a wonderful thing, right?
Well, meanwhile, I just want to thank you again for taking the time because, you know, we just wanted to connect with our buddies who were like us, you know, at home, but still curious, still wanting to learn, still wanting to connect and communicate with each other. So I really am happy that you could participate.
Well, no, this was really cool. And look, if any of your listeners are, you know, want to check out a meta puzzle and you actually think this is something you might enjoy doing, the puzzles are at pmxwords.com. You can also go to the Washington Post, but you'll have to watch an ad before you play them. But if you go to pmxwords.com, you can just check them out.
Hey, last question, Pete. When you were a little kid and you started working on puzzles, how did you start? You were just curious about it. Like, do you remember the very first puzzle you made or the very first places you sort of tried to intersect words?
I do remember doing one by hand and realizing how tough it was.
Yeah.
And I still remember that yellow piece of lined paper that I did it on. And I wish I could find it because I'm sure it wasn't very good.
Yeah.
But, you know, I do remember the first puzzle that I got accepted by the New York Times, which was, you know, I was really, really excited about, which was much, much later.
Yeah.
You know, that feeling of like, oh my God, I'm going to be in print. It's really cool.
That's cool.
So, and then with the one thing I didn't mention, you know, with the meta puzzle, whatever the answer is, I create the puzzle without thinking about what the final answer is, except it's something that I usually like.
Yeah.
Then I learn the song with my band. So we play it and we record it.
Oh, cool. So if we want to see your band playing one of these songs, how would we do that?
You could go to PeteMuller.com.
Okay.
You know, you did great.
Oh, thank you.
You got Roberta Flack. You got ZZ Top. You told me I'm not sure about this, and you're like, you got them all.
All right. Well,
you didn't get to see the really hard ones, though, so people will have to.
Thank you for that. Thank you for sparing me the tough ones. Pete, it's great to see you. Great to hang out with you a little bit. Thanks again for participating in Teach Me One Thing.
It was fun to do, Nick.
Yeah. All right. Great to see you.
All right.
See you later.